Welcome to Austrian Stocks in English, presented by Palfinger, the English-spoken weekly summary for the Austrian stock market, positioned every Sunday in the mostly German-language podcast, Audio City Indie Podcasts, Wiener Börse, Sport, Musik und mehr. Yes, it's a new name, but my name remains Christian. I am the host of this podcast, and I will be later on joined by the absolutely smart Allison. After the strong start in 2023, week 2 also brought good vibes on the Vienna Stock Exchange. ATXDR went up 0.54%. Pira Mobility gained 12%. And look at bursasocial.com/tournament, who the last 8 of our 14th stock market tournament are. News came from Strabag, Pira Mobility, Kontron, Rosenbauer, Agrana, Borealis, RHI Magnesita, Polytech and Frequentis. And these news are spoken now by the absolutely smart
Allison. Thank you, Christian, for calling me absolutely smart. And these were the news of week 2, Monday. Strabag. Clemens Hasselsteiner is the new chief executive officer of construction group Strabag SE with effect from January 1, 2023. He takes over the post from Thomas Bertel, who has reached the maximum age limit after 10 years in office. Hasselsteiner has been with the group and has held various management positions since 2011. He says, "These are challenging times we are living in. The construction industry is in a process of fundamental change and transformation. That makes it all the more important to have a clear idea of where we're headed, entrepreneurially, ecologically, socially and culturally. For me, this means that we as a company cannot passively wait and see what happens but must actively shape the things to come. That's why we aren't carrying on as before. Instead, we are rethinking construction and collaboration, linking economic success even more strongly with social responsibility. In concrete terms, we want to achieve profitable growth, digitalize our processes, drive innovation and anchor the issue of sustainability in all areas of the company. And we want to concentrate on one thing above all, teamwork. Because only together can we work on progress. With this in mind, I am looking forward to starting out together with my experienced and capable management board team consisting of Christian Harder, Jörg Russler, Siegfried Wanker and Alfred Watzel. Strabag, weekly performance, -0.89%. Pira Mobility, with brands like KTM, Husqvarna or Gasgas expects revenues in the 2022 financial year to be between €2,420 million and €2,435 million. Which corresponds to an increase of around 19% compared to the previous year. Furthermore, the executive board expects an EBIT margin between 9 and 10%, previous EBIT margin guidance 2022, 8 to 10%, with 375,612 motorcycles sold in the 2022 financial year, previous year, 332,881. Pira Mobility achieved its 12th record year in a row with a sales increase of around 13%. In Europe, the sales volume was around 130,000 motorcycles and around two-thirds of the motorcycles, approximately 245,000, were sold in the markets outside Europe, and here in particular in North America, India and Australia. In addition, the bicycle division achieved sales growth of more than 15% and sold 118,427 e-bicycles and bicycles. Previous year, 102,753. Pira Mobility AG further announces its earnings forecast for the 2023 financial year. In the 2023 financial year, the executive board expects sales growth between 6 and 10% with an EBIT margin of 8 to 10%. Pira Mobility, weekly performance, 12.43%. Tuesday, Kontron, Austrian-based technology group Kontron gained new contracts. The company was awarded the contract to implement a solution for a European Union state for the secure identification and authentication of persons. The €89 million contract includes the issue of the latest generation of highly secure identification documents. The contracts were signed at the end of December and the project is already underway. In addition, business development in the rail infrastructure sector remains very strong. Kontron Transportation was awarded the contract for the turnkey deployment of the GSMR system for the Egyptian high-speed train projects by a consortium led by Siemens Mobility before the end of 2022. This order marks the beginning of a new era for the railway system in Egypt, Africa and the Middle East, Kontron, weekly performance, -1.81%. Wednesday, Rosenbauer, the Berlin Fire Department ordered 4 Rosenbauer RD models specially configured for Berlin as electric firefighting and rescue vehicles, ELFs. In addition to the 4 RTs, Rosenbauer is also developing an electric equipment vehicle for the Berlin Fire Department. The equipment vehicle for operational hygiene brings cleaning equipment and changing facilities to the scene of a fire, features an attachment that is divided into 2 for contaminated clean clothing and can be accessed without needing to stoop, and is constructed on an electric series production chassis from Volvo. Rosenbauer, weekly performance, 1.22%. Thursday, Agrana. In the first 3 quarters of the 2022-23 financial year, the 9 months ended November 30, 2022, Agrana, the fruit, starch and sugar group, recorded revenue of €2,742.50 million, an increase of 26.4% compared with the year earlier period. An even more powerful gain was the 77.0% rise in operating profit before exceptional items and equity accounted joint ventures to €121.6 million, Q1, Q3 prior year, €68.7 million. Agrana Chief Executive Officer Marcus Mullison comments, a key driver of the earnings improvement was the sugar segment's turnaround in this financial year. In addition to benefiting from the improved sales price environment in this business, we are reaping rewards of the efficiency measures taken in recent years and of our rigorous cost management. Our strong performance in the first 9 months was also helped by the high bioethanol quotations in the first half of the year and by good results in the wheat gluten business. Once again, our diversified, sustainable business model proves a stabilizing influence in turbulent times. Agrana, weekly performance, -1.85%. Borealis, a provider of advanced and circular polyolefin solutions, was acquired a majority stake in Renasi NV, a Belgium-based provider of innovative recycling solutions and the creator of the novel Smart Chain Processing (SCP) concept. Borealis, a subsidiary of OMV, announces an increase of its investment to a majority stake of 50.01%, signaling ongoing confidence in the potential of Renasi's patented SCP concepts to drive the circular transformation. OMV, weekly performance, -2.60%. Friday, Remagnesita. Remagnesita announced that it has agreed to acquire a 65% shareholding in Jinan Nuemi for a cash consideration of €40 million. Jinan Nuemi Industries Company Limited is a leading producer of refractory slide gate plates and systems, nozzles and mixes for use in steel flow control, employing over 1,300 people and headquartered in Shandong Province, China. Jinan Nuemi's main asset is a recently commissioned, modern facility in Leru, Shandong Province with a highly automated production capacity of up to 80 kpa. Jinan Nuemi recorded profit before tax of €5 million in the year to December 31, 2021. Remagnesita, weekly performance, 1.07%. Polytech, Austrian-based Polytech Group is cooperating with the Salzburg-based startup FlyNow Aviation GmbH, which specializes in automatically flying electric vertical takeoff and landing aircraft, so-called EVTOL. Together, the two companies are developing a safe, comfortable and clean means of transport for the mobility of the future. FlyNow Aviation and Polytech are working to develop ultralight structural components made of plastic for FlyNow's EVTOL family. Polytech Group, weekly performance, 6.04%. Frequentis, after 10 years of successfully leading the growth of Frequentis USA, Leonard Swiatek is stepping down from his position, handing over the management of the company to Dieter Ehr, currently Vice President for Products and Solutions. Under Leonard's leadership, we placed Frequentis USA at the forefront of technology in the government sector, becoming a major supplier to the FAA, the Department of Defense, DOD, and National Aeronautics and Space Administration, NASA. We are looking forward to this new chapter under the management of Dieter and thank Leonard for his contribution to the success of Frequentis in the U.S., says Norbert Haslacher, CEO Frequentis AG. Frequentis, weekly performance, 0.00%. And now bye-bye from Allison.
And Christian, we wish you a great week. Hear you next Sunday. We'll be right back.
glad.